The scripture reading is Ezekiel chapter 47 verses 1 through 5 and Galatians chapter 5 verses 19 through 21. Then it brought me back to the door of the house, and behold, water was flowing from under the threshold of the house toward the east, for the house faced east. And the water was flowing down from under, from the right side of the house, from south of the altar. He brought me out by way of the north gate and led me around on the outside to the outer gate by way of the gate that faces east. And behold, water was trickling from the south side. When the man went out toward the east with a line in his hand, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he led me through the water reaching the ankles. Again he measured 1,000 and led me through the water reaching the knees. Again he measured 1,000 and led me through the water reaching the loins. Again he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not ford, for the water had risen enough water to swim in, a river that could not be forded. Amen. Galatians chapter 5 verses 19 through 21. Now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strifes, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, affections, envying, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these, of which I forewarn you, just as I have forewarned you, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Amen. Senior Pastor will preach the message.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 9,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, children of Sunday school, GCN and Madman TV viewing audiences, this is the 12th session in the series on God Measures Our Faith. 1 Thessalonians 5:22 says, abstain from every form of evil. It's not just abstain from evil, it is abstain from every form of evil. Even though it's just a minor form of evil, it doesn't say it's okay. God tells us to cast away all forms of evil. It is not advice, it is a command. God does not command us to do something that is impossible. God commands us because we can do it. We can cast off any sin with the power of the Lord. Nowadays, there are many who are going into spirit, so I'm so happy about that. When I ask them some questions, how long it took for them to come into spirit in the Friday online service in the testimony. It took 18 months for her to come into spirit. And in case of Sister Ji-hyung Song, it took like 1 or 2 months for her to come into spirit. And for her brother, Seung-chul Song, it took only 9 months for him to come into spirit. So the younger sister, I think she will be going into the Holy Spirit first. But the sister who gave her testimony in the Friday online service, because she had taken the worldly things, because she once loved something of the world, and after she realized it, she began to cast them away, and it took 18 months. But in case of Sister Ji-hyung, she had never taken anything of the world in her life. So she was never stained by the world. And so in fact, she began her life. Since her birth, she was standing on the rock of faith. So why is it that it took so long for her to go into spirit? Because she didn't know anything about the spirit. She was just staying in the rock of faith. And when I gave advice and touch her, when I talked to her, she when in the spirit. So when I tell these people, I tell them the same thing, you know. Listen to the message on the Beatitudes, the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit, and the spiritual love chapter, and the four levels of goodness, so they can check themselves against these messages. So if they realize anything, they can change them. The fourth level of goodness is the whole spirit. So if you go into spirit, you can reach about the third level of goodness. And also you can check yourself against the seven spirits, the measurements of the seven spirits and the measure of faith, different measures of faith. So if you can be really confident, you can understand that you are in the spirit. If you are living by all the words there, then you'd know that you have no form of evil whatsoever. It's not that you justify yourself, but you can really check your heart. So you can realize that you don't have any evil, then you are in the spirit. When can I tell you, teach you every single person? You know, I don't have time to ask God for each of you, whether you are in the spirit or not. So you have to be able to discern your own faith. So unlike in the past, many people are going to spirit. Brother Sung Cho, he didn't have any evil in his original inner heart. Even though he was fighting, he was doing it for a good purpose. In his view, he thought it was righteous. But when he realized that it was evil, he just cast it off. And because you know these things, you can go into spirit even more quickly. It'll take a little bit more time to be standing on the rock of faith. But after that, it's not difficult. It's easy to go into spirit. But after you go into spirit, it's a little more difficult to go into whole spirit because you don't really know the way. You have to kind of pave your own way. And I'll talk about the deficiencies of the body, and if you realize something, you can cast them away, and you have to pave your own way. And and the messages to help you go into whole spirit from the spirit, maybe I will explain, I will deliver such messages from next year. Maybe in the leadership conference next year. So you can't wait for like 10 months. So you can just try your best to go into Holy Spirit. And when you listen to those messages next year, you will be able to go into Holy Spirit quickly. So God commands us to do these things because we can do it. Be holy, be perfect. Be perfect, for I am holy and I am perfect. God doesn't force us to do something that is impossible. And if we don't have any evil, we can accomplish them quickly. We can cast off any sin with the power of the Lord. We can sometimes see good doctors who stay with and care for patients all night who are in critical situations. Our God the Father also continuously sustains, heals, and cares for the souls that are mourning and lives that are dying because of sins. Sometimes God performs a great and difficult spiritual surgery to save their spiritual lives. Namely, He reveals all the sins in detail and proclaims punishments. He sometimes allows for them to go through a punishment of His love so they can repent of their sins and change. I hope you will believe in this love of the Father God and rely on Him. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will take the bread of life and pray fervently by the guidance of the Holy Spirit to become holy at every moment. I was talking with Mrs. Lee. If I had known about the spirit when I was a new believer, if somebody was there to teach me, 1 year would have been enough for me to go into spirit. If right from the beginning of accepting the Lord, then she would have said yes. She said yes, you know, she because she knows how I led my Christian life. But you know, you know the way with the rock of faith and the spirit. You know, you and you have so many evidences. You know the Bible is absolutely true, and you know, you so clearly know about heaven and hell. I've shown you so many evidences. So you have had so many tangible evidences. So it must be so easy. About 3 months left in this year. But if you cannot go into spirit, it's something so foolish. You know, it's for some sisters, it takes just 3 months. And same with the choir members, this orchestra, the elders, especially the pastors. If you are not in the spirit next year, then maybe I will have nothing to do with you. Maybe it'll take, because I've taught you so much, and I'm giving you all these messages. I'm putting it in your mouth, and if you can't go into spirit, brothers and sisters, today let me elaborate on various sexual misconducts, including fornication and adultery. Actually, this kind of message is something I don't want to deliver. It's something hard to talk about, but I have to do it. If I just skip this part, then God will not be pleased with me. And there are souls who are committing these sins. But please don't be shocked so much. I'm doing it because there are people who do it and are going the way of hell, so I have to talk about these things. But if you listen to these things, it is something so embarrassing, actually. Some people cannot really believe it. In the last session, we talked about major sexual misconducts mentioned in the Bible. Among them, impurity and sensuality are something that are serious in magnitude among sexual misconducts. If I talk about these things in detail, I have to go on for so many sessions. So I don't want to get into these specifics so much, into so much detail, because it'll be hard for you and hard for me too. That's why I'm just briefly covering these things. But today we see such things are so widespread. Those who are sensual speak and act out in filthy lewdness without any hesitation or reservation. For example, some couples agree to let each other have sex with some other married couples. It's not one of the spouses committed adultery. They willingly exchanged their wives and their husbands with other married couples in sexual relationships. I was wondering how such a thing could exist, but I hear that it's already widespread in the world. We already have a name for such a thing. It is called swinging or partner swapping. Swap means, you know, you exchange. It refers to both partners in a committed relationship agreeing as a couple for both partners to engage in sexual activities with other couples as a recreational or social activity. And many young people, they know. In Korea, they just say swapping. And many young people would know what this is about. I think they wouldn't say yes even if they know, if I ask them whether they know it. So I wouldn't ask them. But does that make sense? That's what, when in my high school, in 60s, we were talking about these things. There was news. I think it was United States. Something like this happened. They give their wife to a friend and they take, the friend's wife. So it was so shocking and we were talking, how can such a thing happen? Even though it's in another country, how can these things happen? That's what my friend and I were talking about. And I didn't think it was going to happen in Korea, but even in Korea, this thing is taking place, and it is being widespread. It is being spread widely. So this is how the world is, where this world is going. It is going to the extreme. And nobody can hold it. Beginning in the 2000s, when it was revealed that such a thing was happening, it shocked the whole society of Korea. There must now be so many more sins since more than 10 years have passed. This is also something so immoral that it is even against the morals and concept of marriage for most of the world. How would it look in the sight of God? As for me, it is so horrible that it makes me tremble. You should have a similar feeling towards such a thing as a child of God. It is such an evil act that God would hate so much, and it is a sin depriving of salvation. But it doesn't mean you can't receive salvation if you don't receive any punishment. If you, because we had the Day of Repentance last December, this past December 25th, if you do not think about such a thing again, if you do not commit those sins again, if you repented thoroughly by then, and if you are forgiven, but you can be saved. But if you didn't have this chance of repentance, you couldn't have received salvation. But because of this forgiveness, you now came into the boundary of salvation. But if you commit those sins again, you can never be saved. So you hear that if you commit sins, you will receive the retribution. So some of you are afraid. But there's nothing to be afraid of. I've been explaining these things for so many years, so many decades. If you commit sins, there will be a punishment. If you read the Bible, there will be retribution. You'll pay for your sins. So even King David was loved by God so much when he committed a sin, the grave sin. He went through such a harsh trial. His son died and he fasted to save him, but he died anyway. And his another son, he rebelled against him. And seeing that, you shouldn't think, oh, it's I didn't have anything after I committed sin. But in case of King David, his trials began 12 years after he committed the sin. When they did some research on that period, some people say it was 13 years or 12 years after he committed the sin. So he called, after David committed the sin, leading to death, he received the retribution after at least 12 years. So there will surely be retribution. If you committed sin leading to death, you'll have a terminal disease. Or you will face disasters. There's no case where you don't receive anything. That is the case of illegitimate sons. So you become afraid that you committed sins, but you didn't receive any punishment, and you feel like you're illegitimate sons. But that's not true. Please listen carefully. Why? You will certainly receive punishment or retribution, because we had this repentance, day of repentance, last December 25th. If you are forgiven by then, you are forgiven, so you don't have to receive any punishment or retribution for the sins you committed before. You might not receive the retribution. It's not something certain. If you repented thoroughly last year, and if you remove the original sinful natures, then God doesn't have to give you any punishment. The reason why, of course, David, he knew he committed sin. When the prophet pointed out his sin, he repented immediately. Because he was good and he loved God. He knew he had done wrong. But why did he receive such a harsh trial? Because of that trial, he humbled himself even more. And he cast off all forms of evil and went into spirit and whole spirit. Even though he knew he committed sin, without the trials, it was not easy for him to go into whole spirit. And because of such harsh trial, he wouldn't rebel against God, but of course he wouldn't rebel against God, but because of the harsh trial, he couldn't rebel against God, and he just humbled himself even more. And even the man, even when a man, he cursed him, he didn't pay back or anything. He didn't kill that person. So that's why he could go into a high rank in heavenly kingdom. That's why he went through the harsh trial. If he had gone into spirit and whole spirit before that trial began, God didn't have to give him such a trial. So you repented of your sins last year, and if that repentance was true, and if you remove the original sinful nature from your heart, God doesn't have to punish you. God doesn't have to give you any retribution or punishment. He might just skip that part. Then it would be good for you. But if you still have the adulterous mind, you repented, but you still have the adulterous mind, and you have greed and you want to steal. And if you still have these sinful natures, you might have to go through the retribution, even if you are forgiven. Because you have to pull it out. You have to remove that sinful nature. So it'll be complete and true repentance. If you have that in your heart, it's not really true repentance, even though you don't show it on the action. So if you don't understand these things, you become afraid and so on and so forth. If you understand properly, so if you you can just keep your actions and heart pure. So punishment is not something bad. It is something that gives you life and that saves you from the way of hell. It is the best if you can go the way of heaven without receiving any punishment. But if you don't want to receive any punishment or retribution, you can just remove all the sinful natures from your heart. So God doesn't have to allow for you any retribution. It's because God gave you the chance of repentance. Otherwise, you'd have gone through retribution. So engrave in your heart how dreadful the retribution would be for such a sin, so that you will be completely on the alert against such sins. There are groups of organizations that enjoy this swinging, partner swapping. I don't know how many groups, but even in Korea, they have these groups. I know about partner swapping, but for the first time I've heard that there are organizations or groups. I don't know if you are aware of these things. I don't know if the men's mission members, they were aware of this, or is they heard it for the first time. And if you have heard about it, please just nod your head. There are quite a few. How can these things happen? How can they give their wife to your friend? And it can't happen, can it? And this is something to be stoned. Even though it's not in the Old Testament, even at present, it's something to be stoned for. Even if you stone them to death, you know, they wouldn't say anything. Brothers and sisters, today, as the sexual corruption goes hand in hand with materialism, there are many impure things taking place. It's not that these impure things are taking place only in red light areas. These things are taking place among children in ordinary households. For example, some younger teenage girls are dating grown adults to get some pocket money. Some elders, some pastors, some of the church members, you shouldn't take these things lightly. You cannot say there's none of your children are doing these things. Oh, my husband, my wife, or my children, they are not like that. But they are doing these things, and that's why you are not aware and alert, and your children cheat you, and you just think your children are good. The men are usually in their 30s and 40s and pay these teens to have sex with them. According to some recent newspaper reports, there was a 9-year-old girl in another country who advertised for a man who would pay to have sex with her. 9-year-old girl. The article reportedly said that there were 20 men who applied. The reason why this little girl did such a shocking thing was to buy some playing cards that cost about $35. It is shocking that there were so many men who responded to her request when she didn't even really realize the actual meaning that her actions carried. Recently, they say more and more adolescent girls are doing these things to buy pretty clothes or to run away from home. According to media reports, some adolescent boys seize these teenage girls who ran away from home and function as their pimps in prostitution. It is already a common practice for college girls to sell their bodies to earn the tuition fees or to buy some luxury items. There's a pastor from the United States, and it must not be shocking to him, because It is a common place in the United States. But in Korea, it's quite shocking. But actually, Korea is also stained like that. Even the youth. And we are living in this kind of world. Seeing this kind of reality, we can see that the concept about sex among adolescents and young adults is so wrong. Most of the adolescents do not even realize how evil such things are. So after the mini crusades on Sunday evening, in Sunday evenings, I give these gift certificates to the students. You know why I do that? It's not something so much for each student, but these things, this changes the students so much, so that they abstain from, they stop doing these bad things. And even with thankfulness, they change their attitudes with thanks for the love of their shepherd. And they stop bad behaviors. They know that I don't have a pile of money when I give to them. They stop doing all the bad behaviors and they spend it for good purpose. So those who are only being treated, those who couldn't treat other students, they could now treat their friends too, and they can buy books or they have their allowances. So they are so happy about it. Also, they might have some fear at first, but as they repeat these acts a couple of times, their consciences become numbed and they would do anything just to earn money. The children are the mirror of their family and the young people are the mirror of their society. All these sorrowful aspects tell us how sexually corrupted this world is. You believers and students must stand firmly as holy children of God. I urge you in the name of the Lord that you will keep your family and furthermore guide the children of your neighbors and your schoolmates into the boundary of the truth. Brothers and sisters, lastly, let us briefly go over spiritual adultery. Spiritual adultery is to give your heart over to something other than the Lord our bridegroom. Spiritual adultery is to give your heart over to something other than the Lord our bridegroom. In the prophets of the Old Testament, we see many passages where God reprimands Israel's spiritual adultery. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 5 says, "For your Israel's husband is your maker." For your husband is your maker. Israel's husband is the maker. Who is this maker? Who made Israel? It's God, the Lord God. So God is their husband. God calls Israel his wife. At that time, the adultery the sons of Israel committed was idolatry. When they left God and worshipped idols, God considered it adultery in the sense of the unfaithfulness of a wife. If you worship idols, then it is same as adultery of the wife. It's the same today. Spiritual adultery is not just idolatry. So, other than the idolatry, if you love something in this world more than God, and you spend not just your heart, but also strength, time, and money on it, it is spiritual adultery. James chapter 4, verse 4 says, "You adulteresses, women members," it says adulteresses. Do you belong here or not? Adulteress. You adulteresses. Do you not commit adultery? If you don't, you don't have to say, you don't belong here. And if you commit adultery, when God calls you, you adulteresses, you have to respond with, Amen. So you don't commit adultery. Then you're good. Then you must be in spirit by now. Do you not know that friendship with the world is hostility toward God? Friendship with the world is hostility toward God. Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. So whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. If you love the world, you make yourself an enemy of God. So if you love the world, it is adultery. So if you have friendship with the world, you become an enemy of God. That's the reason why I'm asking you to cut off the love with your family members is this. I can say that because you can accept it now. It is a fleshly affection. If you can't accept it, you don't understand it and it'll only make you stumble. But because there are many who are in the spirit and who are standing on the rock of faith, those who are on the rock of faith, they can't go into spirit if they don't do it. If they don't cut off fleshly affections, they can't go into spirit. So those who are on the rock of faith, they can go into spirit only when they cut off this fleshly affection. Because there are many who can accept this advice, so I put a little bit of emphasis on this. But those men of flesh, they will just misunderstand. How can you not love my parents, my husband, my wife, my children? Because they don't understand. If they understand it, it doesn't mean that. It is such a word of blessing. If you can cut off this fleshly affection, when you do that, your heart will be broadened. Your view will be broadened. Or if you just love your own family members, if you break that framework, you love your neighbors, you love your friends, you love all your relatives. You love even your enemy. You love everybody. But without breaking that framework, how can you love? How can you love your enemy? You just hold on to your family members. Or you just you raise your children like a... Then when you break down this framework, you can broaden the vessel of your heart. So you can love your neighbors. And suppose your son and the son of your neighbor had a fight. Then those who have fleshly affection, they will just stick to your own son. You will speak for your son. Unconditionally. But if you break down this kind of framework, you don't unconditionally speak for your son or the son of your neighbor. You will be objective. You will stand. You'll have an objective view. You wouldn't have any prejudice or bias. You will just have objective view and you listen to both of them and try to discern correctly and you will get the correct answer. But without breaking these frameworks, you will just listen to your son only. And that is not really love. So when you break it down, so because of your wrong love for your children, you become today elders and leaders in the church, but your children, they're not the leaders in the church because you raised them in a wrong way. You taught them wrong. But if the parents, if they taught the children correctly in the truth, And I'm thankful for those parents because the children, they are really upright. And I'm trying to find these children, and they're really upright and good. The boys, the girls, they don't even go near the boys. And they are raised in the truth. And but I did a research on the children of the parents who are supposedly having good faith. And if the parents taught them good, taught them well, and the children, they listen to the messages preached, and they grow up as they are taught. So they didn't look at the world. So they are raised with goodness, and when they graduate from colleges, they are used for the kingdom of God, and because they are raised without any impurity, without any blemish. So they're almost in the spirit. If I began to talk to them earlier, but they would have gone into spirit more quickly. But if I had begun it from last year, then it would have been faster. But anyway, so in case of Jinhyung, she is beautiful. You know, so many movie agents, they even wanted to recruit her. And I asked her how she behaves. Because she's majoring in dance, the professors tell her you have to smile, and you have to appear charming to the people because you are dancing before people. But in her case, she just refuses such a teaching. If I smile, and do I try to look good for the man? Is that dancing? And she doesn't do anything that might attract any man, that might make her look charming to the man. So that's why men never approach her. They have never had a chance to tempt her or anything. So she was never tempted. She never tempted anybody. And that's how she grew up. And she would never smile at any man or anything like that. So I said she could even slap them, and if they are trying to tempt her, and she would say, "Wake up, brother! Please wake up! Why are you doing the things that will drag you to hell? If you want to go into New Jerusalem, that's what you're supposed to do." So if you listen to the message correctly, if you are raised correctly, you know, nobody would try to tempt them. So they behave themselves in such a way. Of course, you know, when you dance, you have to smile, but even though professors tell her to, she doesn't do that. But some people, it's good to dress nicely before God, but they dress nicely trying to look good on the opposite sex. And if they do that, you have to look good in the sight of God, neat and beautiful in the sight of God. Don't do that for men, for people. If you harbor the world in your heart, eventually your heart will be distanced from God. If you do not turn away, you will be distanced from salvation too. Therefore, I hope you will quickly remove the original root of spiritual adultery. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ and viewing audiences, why do so many people today not consider sexual misconducts as sin? Also, when God warns us of sexual misconduct so strictly, why is it that even believers commit acts of sexual misconduct? It's because they were born into this sin-filled world and raised in it. They were born in sins and they were raised in sins, so they don't even know they are in sins. So even though they are raised in sins, even though this world is full of sins, if the parents are good in faith, if they are raised properly by their parents, they are raised without any blemish. You know the reason why the children go astray? Mostly it's because of the parents. They quarrel every day, they fight every day, and they curse at each other, they get angry at each other, and they drink and talk rubbish, and because of these things, they can't love their parents, and they can't really stay at home. They don't like staying at home. So the parents, they don't set any example, but they just scold the children, and these children are full of complaints and resentment. The parents, they're not qualified to try to correct their children. You know, they don't. So these things, they don't listen. The students, they don't listen to their parents. If the parents, they change themselves and they behave properly, the children wouldn't go astray. But because they don't, the children, they don't like staying at home, and they don't want to, so they just want to hang around with their friends, and they want to stay outside. So if they hang around with these friends, they don't have any money, so that's why they learn stealing, theft, and they get afraid that they might be scolded and even beaten up by their parents, so they don't want to go back home, and they have to keep on doing bad things, to, you know, stealing and other things. And the cause, the original cause, in most cases, is the parents.
Amen.
Oh, I think the men's mission members, they didn't do that, I suppose, because you don't say amen. It's good, but how come there are so many children who went astray? These things are being corrected, but the elders, children, they are, the students, they are changing very quickly. I'm very thankful they changed so quickly, probably because they received good things from their parents. Also, even though they believe in God, they were not properly taught with the truth. In the beginning of human history, people had relatively good consciences and had reverent fear of God. Before, in the long, long ago, they didn't know anything about the gospel, but they had relatively good consciences and they sought God, searched God, and they knew. Most of them believed that there was an afterlife and there would be punishment. If they sought God, they also believed that they would feel that there was going to be heaven and hell. And also the punishment. So they tried to live a good life, even though they didn't know about the Bible or the truth. Even my biological father, he didn't know anything about the Bible, but he always talked about heaven and God. He and he explained to me that the heroes in the history, they were, he explained to me that they revered God, and even the greatest rich men, they are allowed by God, and Admiral Sun Shin Lee, he prayed to God. He prayed to heavens. And then later I found out that he actually sought God. And those who are good-hearted, they sought God. And those who are good-hearted in the world, I don't know how even in the countryside, not now, but in old days, they would use honorific for even for the rain, that rain is coming with honorific because they believe that God is giving this rain. Because they were good-hearted, that's why there was a conscious judgment, but today doesn't happen. There's nobody who can be saved by their conscience. Even though they listen to the truth and they know the truth, they don't live by the truth. And how can they receive salvation through conscience judgment? Because their consciences have been stained with sins. And the young people, they should know. Long ago, it wasn't like that. Even though nobody told them, they felt and knew that sexual misconduct is a great sin. So even when I was in high school, when I went back home during the vacation, there was a man who was living in Seoul and who brought a girl from Seoul and came back to the hometown, and they were just living together without getting married. So the people there in the town, they kicked them away, kicked them out of the town. That's what happened even in 60s and 70s. So many of you who are here, if you were living in the 70s, many people must have been kicked away, kicked out from the town, and they could have been even stoned. And so many years have been passed now, and within just a couple of decades, their consciences have become so evil. So a long time they knew sexual misconduct is a great sin. But as the history of humanity went on for thousands of years, people distanced themselves from God more and more. As a result of their conscience getting more stained with sins, they became numb and insensitive to sins. Today, the magnitude of sins is very great. Acts of sexual misconduct are committed all the time. But many people have no pangs of conscience about it at all. That's why they do unimaginable things. And they have to date for marriage with the a faithful heart, but they just try to touch this woman, touch that woman, and soon they break up. And I know such men. They don't love at all, but they say they love each other, and they don't have any intention to marry, but they say they want to get married, and they date, and they have sex, and they discard the boyfriends and girlfriends. And they don't have any pangs of conscience. They corrupted the woman, but they don't have any pangs of conscience. It's because the enemy, devil, and Satan deceive the people. They don't have any pangs of conscience. For example, the media in general, including TV, portrays relationships of fornication and adultery as beautiful love. So just listen to the songs today. Listen to about 10 songs. If there is a song that has no love in the lyrics. And so I try to listen to the worldly songs, trying to see this kind of thing. Do they really love each other? Do they really know about love? And still they sing these songs, saying love and love. And they don't even have love. Do they have any spiritual love? And also they sing about sad love and betrayal. And they sing, I love you until the end. I will wait for you until you come back. And how can they wait until the end? The other person already left you. I don't know why they enjoy such songs so much and clap and together. And I'm sorry, but just think about it. Whether it's true or not. As the idea of standing against God has become more widespread, Satan makes people think that God does not exist and they should just enjoy their lives. That's what that's in the Great Britain. That's in the London bus. That's what they say. That's the advertisement on the buses. There's probably no God and stop worrying and enjoy your life. These things are the messages from Satan. Some people experience a little qualm of conscience after committing adultery, but soon they ignore this voice of conscience and they comfort themselves thinking heaven and hell are not real, but all God's words are true and everyone has to stand at the judgment throne. Also, as Ecclesiastes 8:11 says, because the sentence against an evil deed is not executed quickly, therefore the hearts of the sons of men among them are given fully to do evil. If they receive punishment right away, they can't do evil. But because the sentence against an evil deed is not executed quickly, the hearts of the sons of men among them are given fully to do evil. They are confident. They boldly do evil because they don't go to hell right away. So there's nothing happening after they commit sins, so they become brave. They become bold, and they commit sins leading to death. But even though God doesn't punish them right away, that doesn't mean there's no punishment. There is no judgment. It is a more fearful thing if you don't receive any punishment. There's no punishment because you are one of the illegitimate sons. That is something to be feared more. If you commit sins leading to death, you have to get lung diseases or cancers. So you know that God didn't forsake you yet. If you have nothing, it is almost the same as God has already forsaken you. Or even though you are not forsaken, you will face the retributions when the time comes. But just because you don't have the punishments right away, you shouldn't be boldly committing sins. So they boldly do evil because they don't go to hell right away. Of course, even if punishments come upon them due to sins, the unbelievers do not realize this and they just try to indulge in more pleasure. It's because they don't know the truth. They just keep on committing sins, the worldly people. But the believers, they should know that the punishments came because of their sins, so they try to repent. And if they don't receive any punishments, or they think, oh, it's okay. I don't have any punishment, even if I committed sins. So they become bold and they commit more sins, but the result will be death, either way. If there is punishment, if you can repent, you can go the way of salvation. But they do not get any satisfaction from this. They only suffer from many disasters and hardships. Even if the punishments do not come each time, their hearts will become increasingly emptier. If pleasure can give them happiness, as time passes, why do they seek stronger pleasure each time? Lustful things can give you only momentary pleasure, and this goes away like a lifting fog. They can never give you true happiness. The worldly people do not understand this fact. Even if they do, they cannot get away from the bond of pleasure and just live in pain. And the result will be eternal punishment in hell. Jude 1:7 says the following, just as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them, since they in the same way as these indulged in gross immorality and went after strange flesh, are exhibited as an example of in undergoing the punishment of eternal life. These sexual immoralities will lead you to hell, after all. So, in Sodom and Gomorrah, every city had sexual misconducts. And if God punished all the cities like Sodom and Gomorrah, this earth must have been punished. The whole earth must have been punished. So God selected just these cities, Sodom and Gomorrah, as an example to warn us. It's the same in the case of Ananias and Sapphira. They died because of cheating the man of God. But if God punishes every single person who commits these sins, everybody has to be punished, so there will be nobody who can survive. So God is selecting certain people to set an example to warn us of these sins. So even if you don't have any punishment right away, you shouldn't think it's okay. Because if God punishes everybody who commits sins, there will be nobody who can survive. So God is giving you the chances to repent and turn away from sins. Like some people say, if only 144,000 people can be saved, how can we say God is God of love? We have like 7 billion people on this earth. It used to be like 6.9 billion. Now it's almost 7 billion people. And if you still say 6.9 billion in the prayers or in the presiding, I immediately know that they don't listen to my messages. I read this newspaper article. There was the report. History proves that after sexual corruption comes the punishment. Pompeii, a city in the Roman Empire, was destroyed by a sudden volcanic eruption. If you look around at the remains, you can realize how promiscuous their sex life was. It was 2,000 years ago. And they were so sexually corrupted that God had to punish them this way. The whole city was destroyed by the volcanic eruption and the ashes. There's a little bit remaining, but because of the time. I think it was a difficult message. Was it difficult or not? Was it, if you find it difficult, then from today, you can repent, rending your heart. When God can forgive you, I don't know if God can forgive you or not. If you committed repeatedly the sins leading to death, it is up to God. And God said there is no forgiveness. But if you really cling to God, repent thoroughly, and remove the original root of the sin, then God of mercy and compassion might forgive you. But I cannot certainly say that He will. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you. Let this message become life and faith. Father, give them faith and life through the message. Let us listen carefully. We are born in this sinful world, but in this church we have the evidences of the living God, signs and wonders, and we see clearly that God is living, so we can overcome all these sins. We can avoid any kind of temptation. And we can do this in this church, and how thankful it is. And there are so many souls who are going the way of death without knowing these things. Even though they say they believe, there are so many believers who are going the way of death and hell. But Father, thank you for letting us understand. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I pray for the sick. Lay your hands on sick parts. Father, Heavenly Father, lay your hands on them. From head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. be cleansed and be healthy. Show your works transcending space and time. Pastor Gontae Kim of Japan will have handkerchief crusade in Maizuru Mamin Church with the speaker Pastor Isan Lee on 22nd and 23rd of September. Bless them. Pastor Shimamura Katsunori will have a handkerchief crusade in Kyoto Mamin Church with Pastor Isan Lee on September 24th. Bless them. From missionary on, from September 27th through 29th, there'll be a conference and handkerchief crusade. Bless them. Huang Xuei, there'll be a leadership conference from September 20th to 22nd. Bless them. Missionary Kim, Mamin Church, let them move to a safe place. Zhang Xiaomei has a tumor in the abdomen and rhinitis. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Liu Haijian, piles and tuberculosis, lymphatic tuberculosis, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Li Songxia, gastritis, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Dong Luijian has a tumor in the head. Be healed. Chung Fuxiang, schizophrenia, be healed. Fu Weijian, low body paralysis, shrinking of the liver after a traffic accident, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Xin Yongshik, leg fracture, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be cleansed. Chu Xiaoti, schizophrenia, speech disorder, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Wang Xiaowing, depression and nausea, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Li Leilei, protect them in their mission trip to the UK. Yang Rangchen, let their name factory be changed. Let the process go well. Darkness go away. Light come. Let the eyes see well. Let all the internal organs be healthy. All cancers, thirsty, last days, metastasized cancers, all go away. Be cleansed. Light come. Darkness go away. Light come. Father, touch them. Heal them. Father, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, diabetes go away. Skin diseases go away. Light come. Father, thank you. Protect them throughout this week. And protect all the church vehicles, church members' vehicles. And protect all the drivers. Let them make no mistakes. And give them peace throughout in all respects. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.